As a suddenly single mom with no job, no money in the bank, no babysitter, and no family close by, I launched a six-figure real estate career. With three boys in diapers, 3 months into home foreclosure, I worked my way out of the toughest time of my life and financial turmoil in 3 hours a day. I'm your host, Sarah Cruz. This show is designed to bring you the best strategies, practices, and tips from top producing agents around the country. Welcome to the 3 Hour Agent. This is Sarah Cruz from That Houston Property Group with EXP, and I'm here today with Freddie P. He is actually in the Houston market with me. We're constantly collaborating, and I think he has some really good information on how he created his business, how he runs his business. He does some really cool things like getting builder contracts, and so we're going to be picking his brain today on how you can get started in your business if there's 100 ways to get there, and we are going to see how Freddie P. gets there. So, Freddie P., if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and let me know if you want me to just keep calling you Freddie P.
Just Freddie or Freddie P. is good. Thanks, Sarah, for having me on. Again, this is Freddie P., Freddie Palomares, your real estate pro here in the Woodlands. I serve all of Greater Houston, Woodlands, Spring, Conroe, Montgomery. So I primarily do focus North Houston, but I do have clients all over the Houston area. And I'm glad to be here on the show today.
You know, before I do interviews, I like to kind of stalk the people that I'm going to talk to just to get information. And I noticed that you have a lot of haters out there. You may not even know it.
You know, actually in real estate, you'd be surprised how many haters are out there. Sometimes it feels like you're at the haters, player haters ball. because like the haters out there, if you're getting hated on, it's usually a good thing. It's because you're working hard, you are working with lots of people, and the people that aren't doing a lot of business are seeing what you're doing, and so they usually have something negative to come with you at. So I embrace it. You know, there's so many great, great agents out there that are doing lots of work, that are always hustling. And those aren't really the agents that will hate on you. It's a lot of the ones that are wondering why you're getting deals, why you're being profitable, why you are having lots of business. Those are the haters. But yeah, they're definitely out there, and usually it means that you're doing something right. So
I've always said
I don't mind the haters one bit.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Sometimes you bring agents a lot of value, and then they go against you and talk bad stuff. And these days we have social media for them to shine their negativity on there. So
I do reach out to, or I have agents reach out to me and say, hey, how do you do this? How do you run this program? How do you do these videos? And I'm a real open book. Like, I go ahead and we'll take time out and to show people how to do things, how I do them. And even if you help people, sometimes they're going to talk bad about you, which is totally cool. You know, there's just a lot of jealousy going on in this business. So it kind of is what it is, but that just makes me want to work harder.
Yeah.
So I'm all about it.
Yeah. So I know that I think one of the reasons you and I connected was because we were both doing video in the community, and you do a lot for builders. You do a lot for just for your own personal brand. And so tell us a little bit about your personal brand and how that all comes together.
So I really started doing videos about 3 years ago. I can remember like the morning I'm laying in my bed and I'm looking at the ceiling and I'm thinking, how am I going to stand out from the other 40,000 real estate agents in Houston? Mm-hmm. And I knew what I had to do. I knew I had to start with videos. I knew videos was already coming to be a big deal. And for me, for people to see me, see what I'm doing, I'm going to have to really start focusing on videos. And even I didn't even want to. But I feel like that's something I had to do to really start setting myself apart. So I went to a builder, put on a real nice suit, went in and said, hey, Richard was a gentleman's name. Hey, Richard, my name's Freddie P. I'm a real estate agent here in the area. I would love to shoot your house if you don't mind. And he's like, go ahead. So I was there for about 2 hours shooting all types of footage and went home and try to figure out how to piece it all together. So I took, you know, an hour of footage and knocked it down to 90 seconds of a video, which took another 2 days to do. But I finally came out and I had a really nice video of History Maker Homes. And it got like 30,000 views. So I was really happy with that.
I really want to know how you grew your business. I kind of want to not so much dumb it down. I just want to simplify it for like a new agent or an agent coming into a new market and how they would, but I would love to know how you distribute your videos.
So if I was a new agent coming into a brand new market and did not have a sphere of influence, I didn't have friends and family, I didn't have all those things, I would utilize home builders more than anybody, because home builders are sellers. They're the same thing. Instead of trying to knock on someone's door or cold call and say, hey, I want to sell your house, the home builders, they have houses they want to sell and they will help you out. So if you are coming from contribution and have something to give them, have something that you're going to provide for them, that in turn, you know, it goes both ways. So, you know, I did videos. I currently list homes for Kendall Homes right now, but I've been doing videos for them for about 3 years before I ever became their listing agent. So
I know you had the Kendall Homes contract. I knew you had ASGI. You still have those.
That's correct. So I do also work with ASGI Homes, who is the most affordable home builder in the Houston area, greater Houston area right now. They have homes starting at $90,000 all the way up to $240,000, mm-hmm, in Willis. So they are the most affordable home builder. They do have a lot of great programs that they offer for first-time home buyers. So I do list their homes and work with them on a lot of videos. And now I've actually taken over part of the Kendall Homes account in different areas, Cleveland and Willis. They just opened up a brand new section in a neighborhood called Deer Pines, okay, in Conroe, and it will be 1 acre lots from the mid 260s all the way to the 350s. So, wow. If you're familiar with Deer Trails too, that came out a few years ago, there's now a brand new subdivision in Conroe that's going to be acreage lots. So I think they have a total of 1,000 lots with Kendall, and there's also another builder there as well.
Okay, so anyone that's listening from out of our market, that is a great price to have a home that's not right up next to your neighbors. So you actually have a little bit of space. Usually they go for a little more. So I think that's great. You can get a brand new home on an acre lot. Basically what you're saying is you were very consistent in doing videos for these builders that you actually got the Kendall contract. I know I had sold ASGI before, but I applied to be their listing agent, and they wrote me a very nice email back and told me why they weren't choosing me. So it was because of the cost, but it's not, you didn't get it because you're a man, or you just got it because you consistently bring them value and help them out, right?
Right. It's really about value. You know, if, like I said, if I was a brand new agent in a brand new market, you can't go to a builder and say, hey, let me list your homes. That's just, right. It's not going to happen. It's
right. I learned my lesson on that one.
Well, it's really about consistency and being consistent, being in front of people, being in front of home sellers, because now, you know, that I've done a number of videos, I have people that I haven't talked to. I have a fraternity brother that I probably haven't talked to in 15 years, actually reached out to me yesterday and said, hey man, I'm watching your videos. My mom wants to sell her house. just wanted to reach out to you and see, you know, what we can do. And that's not me reaching out to people, but if you're consistent and, you know, let people know that you are selling homes and in real estate, people will reach out to you.
Right. So, they feel like they know you. They know, like, and trust you. So they do business with you just by you consistently doing these videos. And yeah. I keep saying consistently because that's what it takes. It's, you can't do a video here and there and just hope for the best. You just got to keep doing it. And I think you're really good at doing that.
Yeah. And you know, what's perfecting a video is not important. And we've had this conversation once before, but perfecting a video is not important. Providing stable content consistently is important, because if I run the same video and everyone sees the same video 50 times, well, they're going to be like, well, he did that one video, but I guess that's all he does.
Right.
So when they see me in different locations doing different things, even if I sometimes will do a marketing video, do a video just to be standing in front of a house. Hey guys, this is Freddie Palomares, is your real estate pro. I'm here today at 123 Main Street. It's a beautiful house on an acre. We'd love for you to come by and check it out. Give me a call, leave your phone number, and just doing those activities makes a difference.
Yeah, I agree. And you don't have to have, I'm mentioning this because I have this issue where I want the video to be perfect. I want it to be creative. I want it to make people laugh. And so, you know, if it's just going to be me talking, then I don't want to put it out, which is the wrong thing to do. Like, I need to be putting those out, and they don't need to be perfect. I can even do them and not even edit them. In fact, what I've learned is the more authentic it is, the better you do and the more business you attract. So,
you know what would be a good video, which would probably get a lot of views, is you go to a house and say, hey, this is Sarah, and then pretend to drop your phone and go, oh shit. And
yeah. And that's so true too. Or I could record myself tripping over something.
Yes.
Viral.
Yes, that's what people want to see. I actually have made blooper videos of myself, like, messing up. Mm-hmm. And people like those because they're funny. And, like, I'll do an interview with a home builder for an hour, and I'll record it, and I'll make snippets of it. But then I'll also, all the outtakes where I'm like, hey, tell me about your paint, you know, yeah, or whatever. And all the bloopers that come out of it, people love watching you mess up because it humanizes you. So people love, like, you know, I'll try to be as real as I can in my videos. So when you mess up on a bunch of things, it's really funny. And that's what people want to watch, is be entertained.
Right. So I've done that before. I think I posted my bloopers in our viral video group that we're both in. No one liked it. But I think if I would have kept doing it, and I did it here in Texas, maybe I would get some likes. And then if I consistently did it, but, okay. So you also have another really clever way that you, attract business. And can you tell us about that? I'm talking about the Facebook.
Well, I do a lot of things on Facebook. That's one of my number one, lead generation, I guess, activities. Own Facebook groups, and I do post consistently in those groups, and I do have people reaching out to me consistently. So, I mean, that's something that I think is important, not to just maybe make posts, but tag people in posts, locations, get other people involved in what you're trying to do is important, because, like, if you're advertising yourself, you do want to advertise and highlight yourself, but you also want to get other people involved if you can, because then they're going to share. Then their friends are going to watch. So you don't want to just be about me, me, me. You want it to be about you and maybe how you work with other businesses, how I work with other builders, how I work with first-time home buyers, you know. And sometimes it's what's working really good right now is long story text. So what I mean by that is, if I have a deal and there's a story behind it, I type out what the story is, what the deal is, so people could read it and say, huh, that kind of feels like what I'm going through, or that kind of feels like me.
Touching on the pain.
So long story, long story text right now is really working well. People go through and they read it. I mean, it's about, you know, 1,000 words maybe, but it's a story. People love stories.
Well, I read it. It caught my attention and I read the post, but from that one post in that Facebook group that you manage, tell us how many contacts you got off of that.
I probably got about 30 leads from that particular group. And I would say probably about 3 of them are like, you know, 3 of them will probably end up turning into deals.
Yeah.
No money spent, no money costs, no ads. I mean, I'm running my own, you know, my own ad and my own group per se, but
are you,
you know,
I don't,
what was that?
Are you spending money on that? Or you're
no.
Running an ad in your own group? No, it is. So that's organic, free human connection.
Yes. So, I mean, so I probably, here's the thing. Honestly, like there is a point to where like because I manage about 10 different groups, and if I post the same message in all those groups, I will have like an overload of people reaching out to me, you know, asking about, you know, well, I don't know, I'm not buying a new home, but I want to buy a resale home. Can you help me? Or I'm a teacher in the same situation. So people want to reach out and say, well, if you can help that person, then you can help me.
Right.
And that's one thing that I think a lot of people, I see a ton of real estate ads on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a lot of improvement that can be made out there. And I've made a lot of mistakes myself.
Right.
I used to actually run. Yeah. I used to run ads. But I don't run ads anymore. I just get in front of the people in my groups and, make myself available to them.
Well, thanks for sharing that, because we can all learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
That's good. So mentors, do you have anybody that you follow? Anybody you get your information? Do you do coaching?
So I don't have any coaches that I've, I did subscribe to GSD, which is Get Shit Done. From Josh, oh, I can't remember his last name, but he's
Don't
a
they
coach.
Have a podcast?
Yeah, he's got a podcast. He's good. He's got a lot of good information, but it was just a paid coaching deal. It's not like a one-on-one type of coaching.
Right.
But he taught me a lot of things about open houses, how to manage them, how to really, if you are doing open houses, what you should be doing, follow-up activities after the open house to people that come. So he did teach me quite a bit from his program. But I don't have any one-on-one coaching that I do or pay for at the moment.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's fine. And I just wanted to see if you're getting your information from any particular source. So that's good. I have more questions, but I would like to know how you chose your broker.
So I was with Keller Williams, and I was with Keller Williams for about a year. Keller Williams is a great brokerage to start with. They taught me a lot about real estate contracts, forms. They're a really good resource. I really didn't want to leave. But for me personally, once I got to a certain education level, it was time for me to kind of go out on my own a little bit. So, you know, one of the things that Keller Williams, you know, they had high fees, and I, you know, a lot of there was, you know, our marketing is why you pay these high fees. Well, I didn't really feel like I was getting anything out of their marketing per se, that I was providing my own marketing. And so I went with a broker that gave me much more flexibility and was also a lot cheaper. So
right.
I'm with the brokerage now called Realty Hub, which is based out of Dallas. And, you know, my broker, I can call him right now, and he'll probably answer.
Right.
He's a super cool guy, great
there.
Fees. So for me, it was a perfect move. to go with someone, because I'm kind of out on my own. And if I have a question, he's there for me.
It's your brand that attracts the client. So
yeah, and I think a lot of people miss the boat on that. Like with Keller Williams or Remax or Century 21, they're holding on to, I'm a Century 21 agent. And if that's the way you want to run your business, that's totally cool.
Right.
But if you're an independent contractor, you need to be focused on your own brand, yourself, and how you are going to sell or buy, help people buy or sell homes. Because in all, people don't, no one ever asks me until I give them my IABS who I'm with.
Right. No one asks me either.
I post that I'm with Realty Hub, but mm-hmm. no one's ever going to say, well, it hasn't happened to me. Well, I'm not going to go with you because you're not with Remax.
Right.
It doesn't happen. So, you know, it's all about you and what you can provide. If you're providing resources and you're providing good information and you're providing the people that are reaching out to you with what they need, that's all you, that's, you just need yourself and your knowledge, in my opinion.
Totally agree. I think you and your brand, your own personal brand, are what attracts your clients. I know I'm really referral based. In fact, one of my 2020 goals wasn't to ever purchase a lead or human contact. I don't like to call them leads, but I was opposite of you. I went to the smaller Houston brokerages. I was at three before I went to EXP, which we all know is a big brand, and just the value you get, the trainings and everything, I really like. But to each their own. I mean, I 100% agree that you attract your own clientele. Okay, so we talked about two major ways that you get your business. Is there a third?
So the main ways I do it is staying in front of people on Facebook, touching base with people. You know, I'm more of a, I'm pretty friendly guy, so you know, it's nothing for me to reach out to friends and mm-hmm. or family that, you know, periodically, but you know, Facebook's definitely my number one focus this year. You know, I do some on Instagram, I do some on YouTube, but I kind of keep everything on Facebook, and that way it helps me kind of stay a little bit more organized. Because I'm already really spread as thin as I can be anyways.
Yeah, I know. You get a lot of stuff done. I'm surprised because I know I've known you for, a year now, and you help with your kids. You drop them off, pick them up, and you work in and out. You kind of weave yourself in and out of all of your personal and your business life. So I don't know how you get it all done. So I thought for sure I wanted to interview you to see how you did it. So let's talk about,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, it's a juggling act. Like I have two young boys and, you know, they're in preschool and kindergarten going into first grade. So, there's a lot to, you know, juggle there. My, you know, me and my wife kind of go back and forth on helping picking up and taking the different, activities, but you know, that's another full-time job with
right. Boys, you're going to get even busier now, but the good thing is you have both of them going into public school, right? This next year.
Yes. Well, I still have one in preschool for one more year and then a first grader.
Oh, I thought he was going into kindergarten. Oh, well, yeah, it's close. It's close. That was like a victory for me when all three started at the same school this last year.
Oh yeah. No, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. And then it was 2 years of just dropping off and picking up at the same school. So I only have one more year of that, but then I'll have to figure out how to accomplish that later. But let's talk about, are there any tricks to your time management?
Oh boy. I work when I can.
Yeah.
You know, when I do a lot of videos, I do them a lot at night when mm-hmm. everybody's asleep and when everyone's really quiet. So, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to work late into the night. I do because that's when I can get a lot done. You know, mornings are crazy with breakfast and getting ready for school and getting out of the house. And so nights are when I can get the most done. But unfortunately, I really need to be more time management focused. But, you know, I don't have a secret recipe yet for that. I need one.
We can talk about that if you wanted. But the main thing is you're getting, you get your stuff done during the day. You are getting, I don't even think you have a TC, right? You're doing.
No, no.
You're doing your work. You're doing your marketing. You're doing. Wow.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot. I at one point I had 40 listings. There's a lot of paperwork that goes with 40 listings. And managing the listings online.
Putting the listings online is, do you make a list before, this is all to help new agents. Do you make a list the day before of things that you need to do the next day? If you have 40 listings to enter, do you wake up at 3 a.m? What do you do?
So I sleep till about 7 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a real morning person. I'm a night owl, so if I have to stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock at night to get listings in the MLS or make sure all my paperwork is tight, like, I do it. You know, I probably shouldn't be working that late, but, you know, I am kind of like the self-made guy, so, you know, I do my own videos, I do my own editing, I work on my leads. Yeah, I do all my admin stuff myself, I do all my taxes, you know, so the taxes I can give to the tax guy, but, you know, getting all the information. So yeah, I do a lot. And, but if I was new, the one thing I'd focus on the most is videos, because that can go the furthest, for someone that's breaking into the industry. So if you're out there and you're new and you just don't know where to start, turn your camera on. Start rolling, because you already have a camera, you already have a phone. So,
yeah, and a lot of people have those mindset issues, like me. Good is good enough. Just get it done. Just do them. And then there's posting and distributing. I'll make my videos and then I never post them.
So even if you make a 20-second video every single day, 20 seconds, and we're posting it, you know, to your business page, to your personal page, adding, you know, maybe just drop some value in there. You know, that can make all the difference in the world, because people are seeing that you're in real estate and you're confident and you're working hard and you're touching base with people and you're meeting people and you're working with builders. So, like, it's so important to really, you know, not to bombard people, but just be able to drop those, you know, left, jab, right hook, when you can. So I definitely encourage everyone to turn their phone on and hit the record button as much as possible.
That's good advice. Do you have any ideas what a new agent could talk about?
They could talk about their brokerage that they just joined. They could talk about people that they're meeting. Maybe they're meeting title people, builders, other agents. Maybe they could go out and meet a local business. They could talk about how many homes sold last month, how many homes went up for sale in the last week, how many people are renting in their neighborhood that they could, you know, if anyone's interested in buying a home, the average price point of a new home, the average price point of a home sold in their neighborhood. In real estate, it gives you so many topics to cover. It's impossible to cover all of them. The hardest part is turning your phone on. That's the hardest part.
Right. I heard recently that, so what? Just do it. If you don't want to post it, don't post it. Just do it.
Just do it.
And maybe you'll like it. Maybe you don't, but you won't know unless you do it.
You don't know. You know, a guy I listen to all the time, Joe Rogan, he's like, fuck it. Just do it. And, you know, just go. It's fine. No big deal.
Do it.
Like,
do it.
All your people on social media know what you look like. So it's not a big surprise what you look like on video, because it's what you already look like. So
that's how they see you. That's how they hear you.
All right. And if you want to make a video go viral, like I said, start recording and say, hey, I'm at 123 Main Street today. Oh shit, I just dropped my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that's funny, and people want to learn and they want to be entertained. So if you can provide those two things to people, they will come to you.
How can people contact you? Whether they're an agent needing value or they want to use you to purchase a home.
So best way to reach me, whether this is, which some agents will do this, some won't, I do give out my personal cell phone number to everybody. So if you are looking for a home in the area and you are wanting some more information about how you can get into a home, maybe you're looking to sell a home and want to know like the best strategy on selling a home, give me a call, Freddie Palomares, your real estate pro. My number is 832-606-3709. And I'm always here to help you out. What about you, Sarah Cruz? If they want to reach you.
People can reach me anytime. I'm sure people are wondering, why would she be interviewing another agent in her market? But I firmly believe that there's enough business for everybody. And you attract a totally different audience than I do.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's thousands of people selling around us, so there's definitely more than enough for everybody. So I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for being on. I think it was great. I think you provided a lot of value. I kind of want to go implement some of those things myself. So thank you so much.
Go out there and get shit done.
You too. Awesome.